Hi, I'm Asiel the Oracle, and this is Readings for the Collective. Hi, I'm Asiel the Oracle, and this is Readings for the Collective, Episode 66. Thank you for tuning in. Let's bring awareness to the heart space and to the breath. Happy Friday. I hope you feel good. And as I bring myself to the space, I do feel guided to offer a galactic update. For those of you that follow me on TikTok, you are familiar with the galactic updates. And for those of you not familiar with the galactic update, it is a message or a transmission that we receive from our galactic family. And as we ask, we will receive. So let us call upon now our galactic guides, angelic helpers, and loved ones. We give you permission to support and guide us in all areas of our life and bring to us a message that will clarify or refine any distortions and leave us in divine clarity. So Freya is the goddess that we named Friday after. That is Odin's wife. I believe it is Thor's mom. But Freya reminds us to be bold and daring, to feel good, to have fun, to go out, flirt, feel good in the body. All of the messages that we've been hearing. And as we bring ourselves to Friday, or to Freya, people often say Friday because it is the energy of feel good, happiness, celebration. So it would align that we would receive a galactic update on this Friday where many brothers and sisters are feeling good. And as we feel good, we're in a space of receptivity and allowing. So we will tune in to our galactic loved ones, our galactic family and guides, and receive a message, a galactic update. Please use your discernment. Only take the information that resonates in your heart space. Don't ever believe what I tell you or what anyone tells you. Discern, research for yourself, come to your own inner knowing, and you will be most fulfilled. This galactic update will be in two parts, and as I receive the transmission with you, I really don't know what I'm going to say until I start relaxing, until I put myself in a receptive breath. So let us all breathe, and as you all hold this space, you allow me to receive the message for all of us. So thank you for being here. I love you all so much. I hope you feel good. The message is being supported by Andromeda and Zeta Reticuli. You might say, Andromeda and Zeta Reticuli are standing at either ends of the scale. They are showing us which timeline we are able to calibrate ourselves into as a collective. Individually speaking, you will know how this applies to your life. On one end of the scale, Andromeda bringing in a parallel timeline of a new paradigm, which is in perfect equilibrium with the number 6, balance, harmony, connectivity, unity consciousness, oneness with all and source, what we call God, the I Am. And as Andromeda represents the outside of our memory loop, the aspect of self that is not discovered yet, this is a very quick moving energy. So we can shift ourselves into this timeline very quickly, would be that message or symbolism. And before we go further, let us address Zeterectuli on the other end of the scale. Also coming in at number 6, you might say, but number 33. A symbol of your division and separation. In this form or timeline, Zeterectuli coming up as a past experience where they forgot or lost, rather, the ability to reproduce because they forgot their divinity so much. They pinched themselves away so far away from Mother, Father, God that they lost the ability to create. They became drone or vessel, you might say. And in between is Earth. So this galactic update being supported by many beings, you might say, is overseen by Andromeda and Zeterectuli, yes. The first part of the message would come from the now moment. All the beings bringing awareness to us on Earth to be mindful and aware of you as the self, the body, and to be aware of your surroundings, to bring yourself to the space, to be present, and reminding us that the more that we can be in the now moment, we will have a more harmonious experience as this changes or transitions continue, which is what we will speak of. So as we bring ourselves to the now moment, in this now moment, Orion coming in, you might say, with the deep polarity behind you, showing you that as you bring yourself to the present moment and you become the presence, which is essentially what you are, the I Am Presence experiencing all things, then you remove yourself from that feedback loop system or memory loop in regards to deep polarity. So as you are clearing away your karmic cycle as a collective, you can help individually speaking by being more present in the now moment. And as you do this, you step outside of the memory loop of your deep polarity, which were your inner conflicts and distortions, your inner division and separation projected in the physical realm. And today, from where we are, you might say, you are ahead of that timeline, meaning deep polarity is behind you. You have come to experience polarity very quickly, so you can get to business. And that's the third message here from Sirius coming through very strongly, reminding you that yes, you had unfinished business, which is why you come to Earth. And whether it be unfinished, meaning Earth is also a realm of existence where other realities that were not able to fulfill its contracts, those beings or consciousness are able to come to Earth to finish their charts. One example of this is this planet that you call Maldek. Maldek was a planet very similar to Earth, and we have discussed this in previous episodes, yes. But Maldek self-destructed similar to Atlantis, but Atlantis didn't take it to that degree. But Maldek blew up, and all the beings on Maldek, whether it was their choice or not, had to exit their vessel because of this catastrophic event. Many of those beings came to Earth to fulfill their contract. Also, Mars, in a timeline, Mars goes through a very similar experience. Many beings on your Earth today came from Mars and Orion, which is where this message comes from, as well as the now moment, all the beings. Meaning when it's present, that means all the galactics are here, all the higher councils, taking turns, stepping forward to bring a message. So let us recap as we discuss Sirius. Sirius reminding you of your unfinished business, which is why you've come here, but many of you, which we have discussed, come here for many different things and many different reasons, but all of you came here to finish up a timeline or timelines, a karmic cycle or phase, so that you can move forward in development. This is what Earth is. Earth represents an ascending platform, you might say, where you come to purge through your residue and remaining contrast or distortion so that you can be more realized to move to the next phase or cycle of your development. So, as we recap, living in the now moment will keep the deep polarity behind you. And part of having the deep polarity behind you is you fulfilling a major part of your contract, because remember, many of you came to be integrated as a unified being, and you only do that through experiencing this polarity. So if it's behind you, it would say that right now in the moment, now you are doing what you came to do. You are living a purpose-driven life, or living a life of purpose. And as you do this, you are tipping the scale more towards that Andromeda side, which is the new paradigm of divine balance and perfection. But that Zeta Reticuli on the other end of the scale reminds us of the desperation timeline, meaning Earth is still a realm of polarity, and some beings can choose to repeat a 3D experience. So as we discuss this timeline of being in the now, so it could keep the deep polarity behind you, so you can get to business, meaning live your life of purpose. This is not for all beings. This is for those of you that would choose it with what you call your free will, to make a decision to live a life in accordance to the Holy Spirit, or oneness, to be one with Source, your Creator, that loves you so much. So this is a realm of probability, you might say, that many of you are choosing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to discuss it. But many of you are choosing this, and we just remind you, the more that you can be present and in the now, the more so you can vibrate towards that Andromeda energy, which reminds you of the new paradigm. And if you find yourself in deep polarity, it's okay. This means you still have some work to do, to get to work, to get to business, meaning to honor your soul passions and your creativity, to vibrate at the state of being or frequency that feels good, to help you perceive your distortions from a different perspective and take the data, to take all the information with you in the form of blessings. So yes, this is the first part of the galactic update, coming from Orion and Sirius with the present moment, saying be in the now, be present. That's the gift. Part 2 of the galactic update, still being supported by Andromeda and Zeta Reticuli. First part of the message is coming from Sirius in this present timeline. Sirius has a very loving connection with us as humanoids or human, as they are the master geneticists who manipulated our DNA and helped us by giving us the opportunity to tune into the inner guidance. But in this help, they accidentally interfered, and this is what caused the flood of Atlantis. A long story short. So the first part of the message from Sirius is reminding us that today we are, as we have said before, clearing away our karmic debts or our karmic residue, meaning to clear away your cause and effect. Essentially, karma is cause and effect. And now that you know you are a co-creator, you realize you have been creating your own experience this whole time. So it is up to you to be accountable to clear away any distortions or heaviness as you move forward. As Gaia is ascending into the refined timelines, you can't take your heaviness with you. So Sirius is reminding us that although there are a lot of changes that are going to occur, they are all working in your favor, because it's the evidence of Mother Gaia shifting her beingness into fourth and fifth density. So although it looks chaotic and in destruction, have more faith and trust as we move forward, meaning Sirius is telling us to go with the changes. That soon, there's going to be changes coming up that put us in fear. How do we know? Because here comes the reptilians. And when I say here comes, it's a feeling. It's a inner knowing, a connectivity. And I'm experiencing it with you. So yes, Sirius reminds us to go with the changes, because coming soon with this reptilian energy coming in as a support, they all come in as a support, as galactic family. The reptilians reminding us that yes, soon fears are going to be brought to the surface. And we are going to make, collectively speaking, we are going to make the situation a lot more rocky and worse for ourselves if we don't go with it. So part of the message from Sirius and the reptilians coming in for part two is saying, go with the changes, because there's going to be a lot of shifts happening in regards to Mother Gaia doing what she needs to do to continue her ascension. Remember, we have spoke in previous episodes, we are joining her on her ascension. We are supporting Gaia on her ascension. As life itself experiencing physicality, this is what we want it to do, to know thyself more. So Sirius telling us go with the changes, the reptilians reminding us to go with the changes, because there are situations or circumstances that will arise in the immediate future that will put a lot of us in panic and fear. But if you step back and go with it, we might see or be able to understand more how it's working in our favor. And how do we know this? Because on the other side of fear, here comes Vega. Vega is the star that the three wise men followed. Vega loves us so much. Vega was also on Atlantis and Lemuria during that era. They were the first medicine women and medicine men, the first shaman. Vega are the first spiritual being, you might say. Where Lyra drifted off and went to the five senses, these beings from Lyra became physically focused as a vessel, as a being. Very beautiful experience. Vega drifted off on the other path and went to a more spiritually focused version of self. So Vega coming in, reminding us that our freedom is on the other side of the fear. Right? And if Andromeda and Zeta Reticuli are holding the scale, letting us know that we have the option or the decision to make to be accountable for our own distortions as they are projected in the physical world, then we can clear up our own auric field and reshape our own experience. This is how we benefit the all. So Vega coming in saying, you will free yourself individually speaking, you will be liberated once you face your own fears by first going with the changes. To go with the shifts around us. And why would we go with the changes, even though it seems like the changes aren't so positive in the world? We would go with the changes because we know today, as a multidimensional being, we are not relying on the five senses to come up with the decision that we're going to make. We are not relying on the five senses for our security any longer. So we can step back, we can trust now. This lets us know we can trust, that we can trust the process and the journey in regards to behind the scenes needs to move things around. And if Vega comes in and reminds us that our freedom is possible after we face our fear, Sirius says the way to get there is by going with the changes first. So we go with it because now we know we're one with Source. We go with the changes. This don't mean we have to like it or agree, but it means you do step back, understanding that you're not qualified as a five-sensory being if you're relying on the five senses to analyze or come up with your conclusions. So it means to step back and keep yourself in that trust state of being by knowing that you are one with Source, and Source knows better than us. And if the world looks chaotic and in a destructive phase, it must be the will of the Creator. And it's up to us to step back and allow nature to run its course so we can tip the scale towards that Andromeda energy, which is the new paradigm of perfection and balance, love. And Zetterectuli holding the other side of the scale with fear and desperation, you might say, is what would happen if we don't go with the changes. So if you resist the circumstances and events going on Earth, you're going to make a more diseased, meaning you will be in dis-ease. Your ease will diminish if you go against the changes, if you resist. So step back and allow in your own life, whatever's happening right now, go with it. Do what you need to do to pivot or shift your focus in the direction of what helps you allow or go with the flow more, meaning stay focused on your clear intention and then go with the life around you. Let it happen around you. So yes, let's recap the part two of the galactic update. First was Sirius coming in, letting us know to go with the changes, to embrace this transition into the more higher realms, the more refined dimensions, by knowing that Source knows what it's doing and we're not qualified with the five senses to say this should be like this or that should be like that. The second part came in from the reptilians, reminding us that if we don't go with the changes, we are going to put ourselves in panic and fear. Not only this, there are circumstances or events that will soon happen that are going to put people in panic and fear anyway. So we're getting a sort of heads up, as we did ask for a message, and the reptilians and Sirians working together with Vega, reminding us that there are events or circumstances that are about to happen on Earth, and they already are, but maybe more, I don't know, but something's going to happen that puts a lot of people in panic and fear. And it's going to be up to us as the way showers or the light workers, however you want to see it, as the holders of the space of the timeline where all is well. And how do we know this? Because Vega came in with number three, the third message, and told us, reminded us, that freedom, our liberation, resides after we face our fear, after we go with the changes, after we trust Mother, Father, God. Then we are free. Yes, only through God is salvation possible. And Vega reminds us of that in a future timeline, that we will be liberated and spiritually sovereign, because we are all eventually coming into unification with Mother, Father, God, the I Am. But we don't have to wait for that timeline to fill it now and to receive the gifts of Source now. So we might as well do it now, as Earth is going to continue going through her ascension and it's going to put many beings in panic and fear. We might as well hold the timeline of where we know we're going, and that's our freedom, our liberation, where we are one with Mother, Father, God, the I Am. Yes. Everybody, take a deep breath. As we connect with and allow the presence of our galactic loved ones, beings, angelic helpers, and guides to be with us and surround us now. I do feel an honorable mention in regards to a galactic update would be Sirius, and what that state of being might represent. Sirius had very, very good intentions in regards to the manipulation of our DNA. But as we know, energy must be accounted for, and it was too much energy in such a dense realm of existence, Earth at that time. It was very high vibrational in regards to the galactic beings that would come back and forth. But the Earth beings that lived there still were going through the ascension process, and the beings from Sirius sped up their process through manipulating the DNA. So the message or the symbolism of this might be, as you go forward in your development to know what you know, There is an aspect of self that's going to want to help others or save the world, to save the earth. We want you to be so mindful of the savior complex, as you call it, and observe yourself going in and out of the ego because it never stops. You never stop being the five sensory version of self, interacting with the higher self, you might say. This is why we bring awareness to the Holy Spirit, as we see the Holy Spirit as the mediator between the ego, what you call ego, the personality identity, and your higher guidance. Really, there's no difference, and this is what you're coming to know. Yourself as the I Am Presence, as Mother, Father, God, experiencing all things, wanted to experience density and polarity. So you want to trust and allow not only Mother, Father, God, but all of your brothers and sisters who are the I Am Presence experiencing that state of being. Your intention is very beautiful when you want to shift or help somebody raise their frequency or vibration, as you call it. But there is purpose in the lower vibrations, as you are coming to know as an integrated being, to honor and experience so you can integrate negative and positive. It is a necessity. So as you come to this new state of being in your personal life, you are in a space of allowing and surrender in regards to being in the now moment, because now you know all is well. It was your distortions in regards to the illusion of being separate from Mother, Father, God that made us think there was a earth to be saved or a brother or a sister that needs help. In regards to helping one another, yes, but now you're helping each other as the self, as the one self. You have a deeper understanding in regards to your unity consciousness, so now you know, you are coming to know, you are the only presence active here. So what the galactic update represents in the beings that come through to offer the message is you in that higher state of being or knowing. It is just a closer vicinity to what you call God, to be closer to the I Am Presence, to have clarities in regards to concepts or curiosities on Earth. So you've come to the point where you know there's nothing that is required of you as a five sensory being. However, when Mother, Father, God calls upon you to take action, you will feel it through your inspiration. So you continue to stay in the present moment, doing what feels good, knowing that there are events behind the scenes that are going to call upon you when the time is right, meaning when the physical realm is caught up to speed with the events behind the scenes, it's going to put people in panic and fear. Some people are already in panic and fear, but there will be events that reflect the continuation of this ascension, meaning Mother Gaia still has things to clear. So take this as an opportunity to clear your stuff, so you can keep the scale tipped in the direction of Andromeda and not Zeta Reticuli, as the symbolism goes. That Andromeda represents your connectivity with Mother, Father, God, divine perfection and balance. And Zeta Reticuli, as the past timeline, represents the grays losing all color and emotion, losing the ability to reproduce and to co-create as a spiritually sovereign being. So we don't want this for you, and you're not in that timeline, but you are, because some brothers and sisters can still choose this. So again, they're both happening simultaneously. We offer a option in accordance to your request to receive a message, as a galactic update would allow to happen. So watch yourself when you feel like saving the world or another. It is an indicator that there's still inner work to do. And if you are still recognizing the out of alignment or ego in a brother or sister, this is the opportunity to be self-observant, to reflect and see where that is in you, to do your own inner work. And it's not your job to save the world. You can't save others. You can't save the earth. You can only save yourself. And now, We trust you have come to know you are only saving yourself from your lower vibrational thought structures or the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that don't feel so good, that calibrate you into that state of being, that create that sort of reality. So always good job. Look how far you've come. And although you have goals and intentions that you still will achieve, it's okay to just be here right now, to take a deep breath and to rest. Yes, to rest with the I Am, to rest with Mother, Father, God. As we come to the end of the episode, I do feel guided to share some final feelings in regards to the galactic update. If we can be present more and keep bringing ourselves to the moment more, we calibrate ourselves, meaning that we keep putting ourselves outside of the memory loop. So all we have to do is keep being present, keep feeling good right now. The right now is all there is from the perspective of our galactic loved ones, since time only exists because of our memory. So if we can be more present outside of our own memories, we are resting with our galactic guides, angelic helpers, and loved ones. Not only that, are we resting with them, but we are then able to tune ourselves into the timeline that we prefer. And collectively speaking, we're already going to end up with Source in the I Am presence, meaning we all eventually make it to love. But as an individual, we can do this for the all by doing your own inner work to stay present more, stay mindful more. Where are you now? To pay attention to your surroundings, to feel grounded in the body, to notice the colors and sounds around you, to bring your awareness to the moment. Essentially, to make your life a living, walking meditation, to stay mindful and present the most that we can. And the more we do this, the more we are interacting with our guides in the non-physical realm, because they reside in the right now. Since they transcend all time and space, they are in your present moment. Whenever you bring awareness to the breath and to the heart space, you are resting in the kingdom of heaven. So your galactic loved ones, guides, and family come in today to remind you that all is well. It was your agreement and decision to experience the distortions and the confusion of being separate from Source, but now you're realizing you are not separate. You are one with the I Am. You are one with unconditional love. And the more you reinterpret the memories that take you out of the present moment, you are then able to flow more freely to the present moment. So know that there is always work to do. There is always refinement needed and necessary to keep you calibrated into your preferred state of being, to then see the evidence in your physical realm. So yes, you are reaching the point in development where you will know what to do next, because you are maintaining your connection to Source and you will feel the inner guidance or the inspiration. So as of now, stay present, feel good. Where are you? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you feel around you? Keep bringing your awareness to the breath and to the heart space. And again, the more often you do this, the more often you are resting and in rejoice with your angelic helpers, your guides, and loved ones. Yes. So be open to perceiving and receiving the gifts of Mother, Father, God, which have been flowing to you now and always. You are just now realizing this. So be and rejoice in your new realization. And all of the galactic beings that come through to send you love and the clarity or support that you are seeking are always with you. You can always tune into the loving presence of your galactic family and loved ones. It's your choice. You are creating your own experience, co-creating as you go. Love is always available to you. Yes.